From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Riot police were out in force in Iran Tuesday in an effort to quell 6 days of anti-government protests. The protests spread to the northwest. Hundreds have been arrested, more than 20 killed since Thursday. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. He did not identify who they were, but U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley insists the unrest is spontaneous.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
Speaking Tuesday to VOA, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration.
This is a dictatorial regime that is oppressing its own people, that is using the resources that this great nation with this rich culture and rich history needs to foment hatred and violence across the greater Middle East. They are a driving force behind this fitna, behind this sectarian civil war that has caused so much pain and suffering and death in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them through violence and destruction. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday condemned Sunday's crackdown on anti-government protesters in which at least 8 people were killed.
Nous ne pouvons que dénoncer.
Cardinal Lauren Monsengwo Basinya denounced the actions of security forces, which he said amounted to barbarism. The protesters called on President Joseph Kabila, in power since 2001, to step down. He has remained in power despite a mandate that expired in December 2016. This is VOA News.